just having heaps of fun. Dad loved watching it, and yeah, he would say that I just dominated the boys. That was pretty funny.
Did you feel that you were a natural at this game?
Yeah, I felt that I was a natural. Pretty much grew up with footy. Dad loved footy. He was pretty good at it. Brothers, they played football all through their schooling time. So, yeah.
And what is it about football that you were attracted to?
Yeah, I just love the physicality of it, the running. It's just such a unique game. Yeah, I just love playing it.
When you were in your Auskick days and kicking the footy for North Albury, did you ever one day dream that maybe you would be playing in front of a crowd as big as what you're playing in now for the women's AFL?
No, I never really thought that playing in a professional AFL team was reality. So, yeah, it was never really thought of.
And how were you able to make that a reality for you? What did you have to do to get to Carlton?
I moved to Melbourne when I was 18, pretty much to play footy. I found out there was a girls' league later on. So I moved to Melbourne and was just hanging out, playing sport, working, yeah, just making new friends.
And did anyone come and say, hey, you should really be playing footy, you're a natural, let's get you in a team?
Yeah, when I first moved to Melbourne, I started playing footy and then just continued playing because I absolutely loved it. And then there was talk after that there was going to be a national competition by 2020. And then when it came out last year that there was a team 2017, it was pretty insane. And, yeah, so many of the girls just wanted to get into it.
And do you feel like you're part of something special, being drafted by Carlton and playing in the Women's AFL League? Is it something that you kind of think, wow, this is history in action?
Yeah, it's pretty insane being part of an inaugural team. So I don't think we'll fully know the effect of what's kind of happened until years and years to come. So it's pretty special to be a part of it, I think.
Gab, it was the 2nd of Feb 2017 when you played your first game with the AFLW League. What do you remember most about it?
Oh, I just remember that it was an insane atmosphere. It was just the classic just footy atmosphere. It was a different one as well. It was just a real community feel, and whoever was there, it was just they just loved women's sport and what was happening and, yeah, women's footy. So it was just a sea of crowd, and you could hardly hear anyone either, so it was pretty insane.
It must have been a magic moment out there playing a game that you love so much and to have such an awesome crowd right there watching it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So every time you were tackled or anything, you could hear the roar. It was bull, and it was, yeah, you could hardly hear your teammates. So it was pretty insane.
Growing up, who did you follow in the AFL?
My family's a bit of a weird one. I went for Essendon because I wanted to be different from my family. But mum's side was pretty much St Kilda, and dad was Kangaroos.
Well, they must be chuffed, the fact that you're there in the women's AFL, regardless of whether it's their team or the team that you play for now.
Yeah, they absolutely love it.
How's the season been so far?
Yeah, not too bad. We did lose Saturday. So that was disappointing. We are 2-1 now, and we've got some pretty tough games coming up this season, but we're looking to get those wins, obviously.
And what about the criticism on the sidelines that it's not fast enough, there's not enough action, it's low scoring? What do you say to those people who are making these commentary while you're playing this game that's in its inaugural stages?
You read that all online, but you try not to say anything. But, you know, people have got to remember that, you know, this is a competition in its infancy. You know, we've had B grade and scraps of facilities and you name it, of everything. So it's hard. We don't have the skills that the guys have kind of got and have been provided their whole life. So, yeah, so it's developing, it's just got to be time. And there's some awesome young talent coming through at the moment, and the competition is going to be a lot better.
So would it be fair to say just let it breathe, let it find its own place and space, and let it be for now?
Yeah, 100%. So you can never compare it to the men's AFL because it's they've been established for over a century. So yeah, it's a different game, but at the same time, it is the same.
You've got a lot on your plate. Not only are you playing at this level of football, but you're also studying to be a paramedic. How do you juggle the commitments of the game and also the study, which I'd imagine would be full on?
Yeah, it's pretty tough. I'm pretty lucky. The uni break is the majority of pre-season and in-season, going back next week. It's pretty tough. Footy does take up so much of your time. Yeah, I've been pretty exhausted the last 3 days, especially. I've been sleeping a fair bit. And also I have to work as well because I don't get paid enough for footy. So, yeah, it's a couple of nights a week during season working at a bar.
I know Aubrey High is incredibly proud of you. I often see the sign out the front of the school there saying, "Go Gab," and when there's a game on. So they're incredibly proud. Your family's incredibly proud. The community's incredibly proud. How important is it to have that support?
Oh, that's really sweet. I didn't know that. Yeah. I love it. I love being, you know, telling people I'm from a country town, Aubrey, and yeah, it was great growing up there.
Do you get back often?
Yeah, well, I try to get back as often as I can. It is quite hard having something on every day, but when I have a few days off, I try and get down there and see my parents and my family.
What is it that you miss most about the border northeast region?
I love the Weir and the river, and obviously my family, so it's really nice to get back there.
You're featuring in the exhibition Rise by Nat Ord, which features inspiring women from our region, and it's about women in sport and entertainment, the media, community background, emergency services, all different women from all walks of life. What was it like to be photographed for this exhibition?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty tough at the opportunity. So it was really nice. It's a great exhibition. I'm really excited to be a part of it.
You haven't seen the portrait, have you?
No, I haven't. I think it's a bit of a surprise.
So at some stage when you do get back to Aubrey, you'll get that surprise.
Yeah, that's it.
Gab, what do you say to any young girl listening who aspires to play women's AFL?
Keep chipping away. You're going to get there. The competition's growing. Just keep doing what you love pretty much and everything will work out.